It's Tuesday of the fourth week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec. In the Canticle Benedictus, Zachary announced that his son John the Baptist would have the mission to give to God's people knowledge of salvation for the forgiveness of their sins. This knowledge of salvation consists particularly in recognizing one's weaknesses. That is why the precursor does not hesitate in his preaching to denounce the sins of pride, of impurity, and of avarice, and to exhort his listeners to the practice of the virtues, particularly the virtue of charity. Since pride is the principal obstacle to the conversion of men, St. John the Baptist roundly scolds the Pharisees, "Brood of vipers," he says to them, "who has shown you how to flee from the wrath to come?" As for Herod, St. John the Baptist reproaches him for his guilty liaison with Herodias, and he does so at the peril of his life. Finally, he recommends detachment from the goods of this world in telling the publicans, the customs collectors of the time, that they must require nothing more than what is established, and in admonishing soldiers to be content with their pay. The knowledge of salvation consists not only in turning souls away from evil, but also in leading them toward the good. Thus, the precursor invites men to the practice of fraternal charity in telling them, "Let he who has two tunics share with him who has none, and let he who has food do likewise." It is a call to share one's goods with those who are in need, but also to share one's time. A form of avarice today consists in refusing to give our time to our neighbor. Let us take the time to visit the sick among us and the old, to listen to children and to young people, when they are free also. Our time is a wealth to be lavished with charity. It gratifies as much the one who gives as the one who receives. Lord Jesus, I promise thee to make efforts today in the domain of fraternal charity. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. There is one last thing which the infant Jesus requires of each of us. Nobody else can know what it is, but we know well what he wants. There is bound to be some resolution which we have formed many times in the past, but have never properly fulfilled because it costs us too much. Let us not refuse Jesus this sacrifice, for he has loved us so much and has sacrificed himself entirely for us. As a result of this meditation, let us at last put this resolution into effect with generosity and firmness.